is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Kick us off, Mr. Forbes.
Yo, what's poppin', everybody? It's your dude, Shots on Forbes. We're out here with Icon, and I'm chilling with my dude, Era. Now, Era. Era, which one is it?
It's Era.
Guys, like, this guy is a social media genius. This is the guy that does my social media, by the way.
So I need to follow him now, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like I should bring him out here to give people, I don't know, just advice. Because, like, this guy was with me since the get-go. Ask him how many followers I had when he started with me. And now, like, my Twitter is actually doing really, really well because of his assistance. So, yeah, Era, what's good, bro?
I'm good, thanks.
How are you doing? Tell us about social media and actually first tell us about you. Let's start there.
Oh, okay. My name is Era Baloyi, yeah. And I started PR and communication at the University of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
So currently I'm a social media manager and PR assistant.
Nice.
I'm handling four DSTV channels.
Oh, nice.
Which is Telemundo Africa, E! Entertainment, Universal Studios.
Oh, wow.
And the other one is Studio Universals.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm the one who comes up with content and post on Facebook Twitter as well.
That's really dope. So tell us, man, what sparked your interest to become an entertainment PR dude? Because, I mean, there's a lot of other options to go for. I mean, you have corporate where you can do things for Forge, you can do things for big companies, you know what I mean, where you can make bigger money. And entertainment is more of like either a brand or like a celebrity or whatever. And I can see that you're going into channels now, which is big. But what is your take on social media and why did you do it? Why did you decide to do social media?
My interest in social media started back then when we had Mixit, you know, like,
yeah,
that's when it started. But
that's a throwback Thursday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So now I decided to do personal branding through social media.
Mm.
And then that's why now I feel like, okay, I see young people there, but they are personal brands, you know.
Yeah.
I know that. Big, so I'm just trying to help them to groom them as well.
So what's the difference for you between managing a brand, like for example,
Universal,
the channels, and the brand, like, okay, let me use me for example, Shelton Forbes. What is the difference, and what are the different elements that goes into it?
As for Shelton Forbes, when I handle your accounts, I'm the imposter.
Mm.
I pretend as if I'm Shelton Forbes. Mm. So whenever I talk to your fans, I talk as Shelton Forbes and I interact as Shelton Forbes.
Yeah.
And also have to bear in mind your language, you know, like away, bushy rockstar, that kind of content. But as for Universal channels, you have to be careful. I don't have to. My content has to pass by management, you know.
Yeah.
People have to assess
them.
Yeah, they have to assess, you know. And then that person is digital strategist.
Telemundo is like Spanish.
It's Spanish. There's Telemundo Africa.
Okay, so you don't have to tweet in Spanish then for Telemundo?
No, I don't.
Okay, jeez, because I mean, that'd be a whole other story.
All right, cool. So the industry right now, I think, is very... the thing is, I brought you in here because I want to, you know, me and especially Ari and I, we have a section called Charts and Says, where we talk a lot about what happens on social media and stuff. And as a dude that like keeps an eye on social media 24/7, how do you feel about the game right now? How do you feel about everybody going the PR route? Obviously, it's working for them, but what is your take on that whole, that the industry is really so dependent on PR right now, or social media, for example?
I just feel like everyone can do PR and social media, but not everyone has the necessary skills to do PR, you know, because there are so many elements that go to public relations as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, like some celebrities, they tend to say no comment, and then which is wrong. But as for us public relations practitioners, we're well trained that you cannot say no comment. You have to tell them that you're gonna go back with the information once you have enough information and facts as well.
Yeah. So do you think a lot of artists use social media to for example, Casper and AKA, do you think a lot of artists are going that direction right now in order to get album sales out? Because that's my opinion. I think definitely like a lot of artists or whatever are trying to do a lot of PR things in order to also increase sales and stuff. What is your take on that one?
Social media is very powerful, and you can literally do anything on social media, from promoting your personal brand, promoting your sales, and so forth as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, so many people are using social media to benefit themselves as well.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So your top three hottest topics right now that you have been like focusing on that's going on in social media right now. Tell us about them and go into depth. What's your feeling about them?
Today I only had to go to Matira only once, you know, so like I've
okay, Caitlin, what's your take on Caitlin?
Caitlin, Shelton's favorite topic.
Yeah, you know, because you're social media.
Yeah,
dude,
I know.
You
that
know what they did
well.
With that whole situation. What is your take on it?
I know.
I got so deep in it last time.
As for Caitlin, you know, we were very sensitive since keeping up with the Kardashians place on E! Entertainment. And E! Entertainment is one of our channels on DSTV.
Dope.
So we're very sensitive about that, you know. And I never commented anything about Caitlyn Jenner. So, yeah, it's all about
that. So this is like a personal thing for you.
Yeah, you know.
That's crazy.
But so when the show starts, you're going to have to tweet about it, though, because that's going to be on E! Entertainment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tweet it, yeah.
But as a social media dude, what is your feel about it? Not You don't have to be controversial, because obviously you have
Shelton
to be
did that
in
last
favor.
Week, yeah.
I did it for you. So now, what is your take on it?
I just feel like maybe it's just he or she is just an attention seeker. You know, you can't just go to public and say 1, 2, 3, and then all of a sudden, like, you're changing your brand, everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like. Okay, cool. So apparently there's this whole thing called buying followers.
Buying followers. I heard about that, you know. I remember when I had 8,000 followers.
Yeah.
Everyone on Twitter was asking me, "What did you buy those followers?" And I told them that I don't buy followers. I just follow trends and also follow brands and also mention brands. And then in that way,
crazy,
you create conversations and
crazy,
yeah, you engage with your followers.
Nice.
Well.
So that's how you do your thing. Like,
yeah,
you
that's how
literally
it works for me. Yeah.
Do you follow? Obviously, you follow people and then.
Yeah,
you
when
interact and stuff.
I first check your content. If you post nudes photos, I'm not gonna follow you, you know.
Yeah.
And then another thing, I use social media monitoring tools online. The other one is Hootsuite, and then the other one is Tweepy. So if you don't tweet for more than 3 months, I'm gonna unfollow you, because I cannot follow inactive accounts. I need people to tweet so that I can. So that's why now I'm starting on 25,000 followers.
Ari, we're learning something new today.
But you follow like 24,000 people.
Yeah, it's 24,000
people. So what does your timeline look like? Jeez, it would give me a headache.
Yeah, your timeline is crazy. Your timeline is crazy.
No, I think it's 6,000 tweets, you know.
Jeez, like an hour. Oh, no, your
tweets.
Yeah, when you log on, though, your home timeline, so what other people are tweeting must be like a tweet a second.
Yeah, they mention me, always mention
me.
Yeah.
That's so really dope. How many followers do you have?
It's 25,000.
I'll give you the exact
something.
Number now. Let me have a look here.
Guys, Era has more Twitter followers than me, bro.
25,000. I'm going to help you.
That's real.
25,600.
Yeah.
25,000. No, that's dope. So, okay, cool. What is the most extreme thing you think girls are doing today to get attention on social media? For me personally, like, I'm seeing so many things where girls feel the like, I don't know, they feel like it's necessary to not wear clothes on Instagram and
that's
stuff in
true.
Order to get more likes and stuff, which is working, but what's your take on it, Era?
You know, most of them, they post half-naked photos, especially on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then there are these teenagers, you know, they just post on Facebook, just on their status, they just say, let me blow your notifications. And then they're going to get like more than 400 likes for just saying that, let me blow your notifications. That's that.
What does that
and
mean?
Then, and then, you know, I saw something like that yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you know, you know, I tried, you know, like, I was like, these girls get more than 100 and something likes for saying 1, 2, 3. Let me try. And then I got 50 something likes. So you have to follow trends, you know. It's like a trend.
Social media is like a game on
its
own,
trend,
eh?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, but if someone really likes someone, they'll find them on social media.
They'll find
Like people that watch Shelton on Guzu, he doesn't have to go out and find them. If they really like him, they'll find him on social media and they'll start interacting.
Mm. Otherwise, for me personally, I feel like if I pull different stunts or buy by, you know what I mean, followers or whatever, I don't feel like it's going to pay off at the end.
Yeah.
Because when I need to sell songs, or when I need people to support or tweet or whatever, if I need support, it's fake. Most of it is fake. You know what I mean? You know. So I don't believe in all of that. Do you think celebrities in South Africa that have like 1 million and like 100,000 and 200, do you think some of them buy followers?
It depends on what they say, you know, like,
do you think
we all about content, we all about content. So if someone shares a good content, you're gonna follow them, you know.
I think you can see it sometimes. Say for instance, someone has 300,000 followers, yeah, but they get no retweets on a tweet.
That's true.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Then you can see that, yeah, you know, it's, they don't have that much engagement,
because they'll have 300,000 followers, but like then like they have 50 likes. Another the ratio thing, does not make sense at
make
all.
Sense.
You know what I mean?
Another thing, you have to know your audience, know their language. That's why, like, when I tell you yeah, that you have to post quotes, and then people react more on quotes.
Exactly.
They're going to retweet and favor those quotes. But if you tell them that you are in center and doing 1, 2, 3, they're not going to care about that thing, you know?
Yeah. Because it's I don't know. It's not, you know, I feel like the everyday thing, like I do, especially when I started meeting with him, I was like, yo, Era, I feel like I want to be that celebrity that interacts with my people all the time. Like, we're constantly talking. If you tweet me right now, I'm going to respond to you right now, because I don't want to just be interacted with you or in contact with you because I want you to support me. I want you to have a day to day where even if you're feeling like down on a Monday, we have a quote where we like, boom, 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 we put it out. And then it means something to us. It means something to them. It touches. And a lot of people are like, yo, you help us or you inspire us or whatever. So it's really nice. I think, like I said, and I said it yesterday on Instagram, I was like, well, I was gonna, then I deleted it. I was gonna vent a bit.
What happened? What were you gonna
vented.
Say?
No, I was just like, cause I don't know. I was at the, I don't wanna, the mamas pre-party.
Nominations. Okay. Yeah.
And this woman came up to me. She's like, Charlton, you need to grow your following. You need to like get a way of like getting your followers up. And I'm like, I look at her, I'm like, why? She's like, no, because we feel like that's why you're not either on SABC or you're not doing this. And I'm just like, listen, I'm running my own race. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing my music and I want my followers to grow. I want the next 20,000 followers to come from music. You know what I mean? I don't want it to come from me posting something so spicy or so juicy.
Yeah.
And then I get followers. I don't want to be that person because I don't know how to keep up with it. I don't know if I want to live or be in this industry for that particular thing. So I was like straight up, I was like, listen, like, do your thing, you know, like, run your own race. Let me do my thing. And then this one woman came to me at Zone 6. She's like, you got to expand your brand. We feel like you're not expanding enough. And I'm like, I've been in it for a year and I feel like I've done enough. I feel like I have. If I have 5,000 followers, trust me that all 5,000 of those people know who I am and I know who they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's what's important.
Following.
You know what I mean? That's important. So for me, it's not really. So I was about to vent. I was about to be like, yeah, don't tell. You know, you have like that little bottled up. And then I literally just looked. And it was last night at work, actually. I was sitting and I was about to put it out. And I was just like, nah. I was just like, let me not do that. Let me just keep running my race, because then I'm contradicting myself. Now I'm not running my race. Now I'm entertaining different people. So it's easy for people to also, on that topic, it's easy for people to also fall into like Twitter feuds and all those different things. How important do you think that is to I don't know, raising people's relevance? For example, Casper Nyovest in AKA Beef.
I just feel like maybe, you know, like on their daily basis, they just sit down, assess what's going on, you know, on a daily basis, and then they tweet or cater for their audience, you know, because to be honest, quality is better than quantity.
Exactly.
So that's what I noticed about his social media platforms, Casper, but I'm not following him.
Are you a fan of Casper, though?
I'm not a fan of Casper, like, no, I'm not a fan of. No, not anyone.
I think AKA kills it on social media.
He's mastered social media.
I think he is the coolest person I follow on Instagram, by far.
He's cool.
Yes. Who else goes into a stadium in London? The stadium's empty. He's leaving there and he just posts suffering.
Like, crazy.
It's just too, he's too cool on Instagram.
You know the reason why I don't like follow celebrities? It's because I love working with celebrities, but when you mention them on Twitter and they don't respond back, you know, I feel down, you know, I feel like that person is not saying anything I was watching the show, but that person is not saying anything, you know.
I think I have a big chip on my shoulder regarding, like, South African entertainers not supporting each other on social media.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, unless you're from one camp or you're from one channel or you're from one, like, production company, no one is going to really push each other. Like, nobody's going to be like, yo, Ari, you guys should catch Ari's show on Thursday, boom, 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 or whatever. You know what I mean? No one does that to... Because if I, as Charlton Forbes and then Boyty and then whoever tweets that, trust me that 20,000 people are going to listen to Ari at once and tweet, and his thing is going to be crazy, crazy. And that's an example. I'm using him as an example because he's the first guy here, but it's just, it's simple. You know what I mean? If I, for example, look how big it is when Ricky Rick drops a song. You know what I mean? And everybody just tweets and everyone supports. He's a perfect example of when everybody comes together and supports one dude's album.
Well, that's Boys and Bucks.
You know what I mean?
It's a collective. Yeah.
So I feel like that is one thing that's so missing in this country, is like the support. Like, when some person drops, like, it's nice to just be like, yo, everybody go out and buy that guy's album, or go out and go watch this guy's new movie, or check out this one's new show on this show. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah, I understand.
So what is your take on it? I feel like South African celebrities need to start supporting each other more.
But, you know, sometimes it's not easy to support another celebrity, you know. For example, you're on Vuzu, and then someone does something on SABC.
Yeah.
You're going to have conscience, you know, because it's going to be like you're promoting, for example, SABC, you know, so you have to be careful. Just stick on
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the reason why. Okay, maybe for
example. Okay, for example, if I say to you, a simple example would be like, for example, Loot Love just got the I think it's a pro, what is it, pro, the pro, that provide, provider or something like that.
Hmm.
That brand or something like that.
Oh, I'll look it up now.
That new one. She's she's a new face of it, or she's doing work with them. And it would have been nice for everybody just to be like, yo, shout out to her for getting that country, because Loot Love is one of the people that are standing for our culture right now, or for our generation. She's one of the leading entertainers. So I feel like if everybody just came together and been like, yo, shout out to her, because we have sites, you know that Instagram thingy called Yo Mzanzi?
Yeah.
They're doing so well by, like, promoting everything that everybody constantly does, which is so dope. So I'm just saying, if at least 20 celebrities put it on Instagram, being like reposting, saying congratulations to her or whatever,
that's true,
it would have gotten more likes, you know what I mean, or whatever. And it's not that we're going after the likes, it's just we're trying to just show support and have people see more, because my fan base might not have access to that artist or whatever, you know what I mean?
Unity.
So exactly. So I feel like that is one thing that if we do come together with it, I promise you it's gonna, people's sales will go up, people's shows will be watched more, people will be listened to more, their brands will grow more, because Charlton Forbes' fan base is going to go tap into Ari's fan base and vice versa, and that's just how it is. You know what I mean? So that's my take.
Collaboration.
I'm just venting. Yeah, I'm just venting. I just be venting lately, man.
Yeah.
Kanye West. It's you, I blame
Anything
you.
Anything else you want to vent about, Charlton? Anything else on your mind?
Nothing. All right, cool. The hottest social media platform for you right now? Twitter, Instagram?
It's Twitter, Instagram, and... Oh, you mean the number one?
Yeah, which one is number one for you?
For me, I feel like it's Twitter, yeah.
Twitter's still big.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
You think it's bigger than Insta?
I think different people have different audiences based on where... So, like, I think Twitter's cooler. I really like Instagram, but I can't be cool on Instagram because my life isn't that cool. So, I can come up with funny things to say. My English can be okay sometimes, but I don't have a cool picture to post every day.
Shame, you had, like, a good month in Coachella.
I had a good month
like
for Coachella.
Good flexing month.
But that was, like, you know, that's, like, 1 month out of 12. You know? Charlton kills it on Instagram. Instagram is huge for you.
Yeah, for me, it's and he knows. Like, I don't, like I said earlier, I don't just post, man. I can't just post, you know. Ari, I want you to look at my Instagram and be like, I want you to look at it and be like, you don't always have to learn something from it, but you can be like, that was cool. You got to be hit with it, you know. It has to make, like, an impact on you.
Well, the car one's really dope.
The car one is really...
And Charlton always puts a story.
Yeah, it has to be like, you can't just like go put on like a car and stand there and be like, yeah, flexing on you guys. People need to understand why I'm putting it up. Because if I didn't have a story like that, I don't think the person I am would have put it up, because I'm not like a materialistic, like you've never seen me flex material stuff. You've never seen me buy a MacBook Pro and like all these, and like put it out on Instagram and be like, boom, boom, boom. That's who I am. You know what I mean? So
pretty big on videos as well.
Yeah, I am.
I want to see if this will work.
So, like, this is the progress so far.
When you're cooking.
Harry, seriously.
How much you guys think? I think I can make the best pop and wolves. He made the pop, though. But I made the wolves. Well, I chose. So, like.
You really are good at this video game. God. Is this you in bed?
Yeah, that's me. Winter, man. Winter got me, had me, like, really down because I was sick and stuff.
Guys, so I just woke up and my boy says.
Internet, not my friend. This one's called hashtag the plot.
The plot, yeah. The plot is basically my online documentary with my dudes, the guys that I'm working with. So me and all the guys that's like recording with me all the time. They're always your every Thursday. You always see them.
Yeah.
That's the whole team of mine. We're all putting a documentary together called The Plot. And it's literally just like the journey. Obviously, it interludes my journey into my music and obviously introducing them as the people that I rock with. That does music with me, so it automatically also promotes my people that I'm rolling with also, and my the producers and the videographers and whatever. So I'm just, yeah, the plot is basically just for people to introduce people to like the new journey and like the new movement, I think. So yeah,
I think Shelton prefers Instagram. I don't know, I think you do.
I definitely prefer Instagram because he's got Twitter on lock, man. Like, and I think Facebook. That means like I don't know, man. I'm like, I'm good at replying to my fans and stuff, but like I don't know if I'm able to like maybe I should focus on triggering like those topics. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm not that, but then again, I'm not like I don't like gossiping. Like, I feel like V Entertainment is enough. Where I'm
celebrity
like, yo,
stuff,
boom,
yeah.
boom, 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 boom. Now I must go out and gossip and be like, yo, what do you guys think about Kim Kardashian's new bum job? Like, I don't wanna. And I feel like those are the type of things that's gonna start a fire on Instagram or whatever, or even you going controversial saying Caitlyn is gonna go back to being a man again, whatever. You know, those type of things are the ones that stir up. So I never want to be that person that start up something, because I feel like entertainment, gossip, being on a gossip channel enough. I think it's I'm enough of an outlet on TV to inform people about the news and stuff. And I feel like I need to, in order for me to stay consistent and for me to bite everywhere, I can't be gossip on Twitter, gossip on Instagram, gossip, and people are just going to see that from me. So I need to separate a lot of things. I think that's the struggle of, not the struggle, but it's like, it's the blessing in disguise of doing different things. Like, you have to separate them and literally just keep it. If I'm doing Vuzu, trust, Vuzu is just Vuzu. Like, you don't distract it with the music, you don't distract it with nothing. When I do music, you'll know I'm just doing just music. So you can't, you know what I mean, you can't constantly be like on tour with the music, then you like, then you tweet while you're on the bus and you just posted you going on the road, because that's what people are interested in that day when they see the first picture, shouting on the road, getting on the bus about to go to Durban to promote his song. Then your next tweet is like, yo, Kim Kardashian got a boob job. It's like,
it's out of
it
the,
takes me, yeah, it distracts the crowd. So
just, you got your hands full with this guy. He's got very specific ideas on his social media. I don't know, for a second there.
Yeah, man. So, sorry, are we almost out, huh?
No, we got a bit of time, yeah.
Shoot. Okay, cool. Tell me something, Era. I want to find out from you your biggest advice to people out there regarding social media and just like reckless venting, because okay, cool, celebrities are venting these days and I feel like people think it's cool. Like, this other chick tried to call me out last night. She's like, shouting, you very strange, don't you have an ex? Because I made a comment about Marry Me, the new show on Vuzu Amp, and it's basically this guy was just, it was like a Halloween thing that he used to share with his girlfriend, and then he's just like, yo, I'm gonna go stalk my ex because we used to share this day, so I want to see if she's happy without being with me. So you went to go, it was really funny. So I tweeted, I was like, yo, I'm watching this show. And do you guys actually go look, check up on your exes when you like, or days that you guys used to share? And I tweeted, some people were like, oh, no, I don't. Ah, oh, yeah, I do, whatever. Then this woman was like, shouting, you're very strange. Don't you have an ex? And I told her, I was like, don't be sour. It's a joke. Like, that's why I, at the end of the whole thing.
But you can't take it seriously.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, do you give some advice to the people out there? Because a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people like that girl. Try to be cool And then some of my fans were even like, no, you need to smile. Stop being so uptight. Like, you know what I mean? So you can't just vent. You know what I mean? So give them some advice about just wiling out on social media.
You know, my Twitter bio says one tweet can ruin your entire life.
Yeah.
Meaning that if you post negative things about people, about brands, and also maybe post nudes, just know that your potential employers and your current employers are looking for your brand. They are looking at your brand. They might not tell you that we search for you on online, you saying 1, 2, 3, but they're definitely looking for your brand. And another thing is that your first interview is your social media platforms. So before they call you for an interview, they check you online, and then if you say negative things about people, they're not gonna call you for a face-to-face interview.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so you have to be careful of that.
Just before we wrap this up, I know we've got William on the line who's got a question for Shelton. William, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Shelton?
What's happening, man?
So you have to check out this person on YouTube. She's a dancer.
Yeah.
Check it out. Alessa Dancer.
Hey, you put...
Oh, wow.
Yo, William, your phone did break up, but I'll definitely check out the person.
Tweet him.
Yeah, tweet me at Shelton Forbes. Holler at me and tell me what the person's name is. I'll go check them out. Thanks for the call, though, dude.
And a lot of people use social media to push their stuff.
They do.
So if you're a dancer, you got a cool video on YouTube, you should be tweeting people like Shelton to try and get them to share it.
And that's the thing. And I feel like, you know, the pride also of our generation is killing people because, I mean, if you can... Be like Shelton Forbes. Give me the link and send Boom Boom Shelton. Because a lot of people know, and a lot of people that know me on Twitter knows that I watch every video and every song they send to me. So, you know what I mean? So I think it's important. But one more question for you before we bounce. Your top three people that you feel controls, handles, and owns social media good enough in South Africa. Who knows how to handle it?
Lerato Khanyako. Another one is... Bonang.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the last one is maybe Casper. Yeah.
No!
I said number three.
Okay. So he's third best.
Yeah.
Era, thanks so much. Where can we catch you, man, on social media?
It's Twitter is Ira at it's Ira Baloy. Yeah, that's all. Ira Baloy, E-R-A-B-A-L-O-Y-I.
Nice. Thanks for coming through, bro. Ari, I learned a lot today, bro.
Hey, this is your guy, though. He does all the social media.
I know, I learned a lot today, so shout out to you, bro.
Thank you so much, bro.
It's your dude, Bushra Rockstar, iconic Awia.
Get a taste of the Republic of Extra Cold at the Embassy event on the 27th of June at Nasrec, Johannesburg. This epic event will raise the flag for extraordinary experiences with Boys and Bucks, Casper Nyovest, and many more. With only 4,000 tickets on offer, get yours now for only 200 Rand at CompuTicket or visit castlelight.co.za for more information on the coolest event this winter. Unlock Extra Cold Refreshment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Hi, Dave from A1 Builders in Pretoria.
Yeah?
It's Dan. I found your number on the internet and I need you to build me a room, the purpose of which I cannot disclose.
What?
Fine. It's a sunroom. Can you start immediately?
It's 4 a.m.
I'm sure it's 4 a.m. somewhere, Dave, but here in SA, it's 10.
You mean USA?
There's more than one Pretoria out there. For the quickest and most efficient way to find what you're looking for, start your search with yellowpages.co.za or download the app. Yellow Pages. For local, reliable results.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.